Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now to our partner, the BBC, and John Lyne, BBC Middle East correspondent, who's in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, covering the second round of those peace talks, which are probably the 500th round of all peace talks are added up since the beginning of time between Israel and Palestine today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is present. And John Lyne, good morning.
Yes, they say City of Peace. I think they should call it City of Peace Talks because that's mainly what goes on here.
Perfect. Well, what are they going to talk about besides this impending cessation or expiration of the settlement freeze or moratorium, as the Israelis call it, on the West Bank settlements?
Well, that is the top of the agenda, really. Well, certainly the Palestinians want it to be such because they say that could be a deal breaker if that settlement freeze is not extended beyond its current deadline of September the 26th, less than 2 weeks away now. So that's the hanging over this. Obviously, the other things are then to begin to set an agenda, which I think more means an order of priority for these talks. What is the most important issue? Is it the Israeli security concerns, Israel's desire to be recognized as a Jewish state, or is it the Palestinian issues, like their desire to have Jerusalem as their capital, and the border issues and the refugee issues and so forth? And that you know, will be seen as a signpost for where the talks are heading.
You know, John, it correct me if I'm wrong here. I mean, you have your own analysis, and I'm just speculating here. It seems to me Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, is in kind of a holding pattern here. He will offer some good faith gestures. He pretty much has to allow the moratorium to expire on some level. But does Mahmoud Abbas have a real chance here to increase his political credibility over his rivals Hamas in Gaza?
Well, in many ways, they're both on borrowed political time. In a kind of perverse way, the Americans have suggested that might be their weakness, might be their strength. They've almost got nothing to lose. Mahmoud Abbas, well, I mean, his Fatah movement, really, they've for many years have pinned their whole credibility on the peace process, by contrast with Hamas's total rejection of it. So, yes, that is utterly their card. And that is, I suppose, fundamentally what makes people vote for them rather than vote for Hamas when they very occasionally have elections.
Now, the expectations are so low here, analysts and even politicians, and Hillary Clinton being one of them, have talked about, we are happy that they are talking at all. That's progress in and of itself. What do you think the outlines of a sort of face-saving gesture, if there's no real progress here to ensure a third round, what will they be saying we're making progress because we're going to get together again?
There seems to be someone has up their sleeve as a compromise on the settlement issue. It's difficult to see it because in the face of it, the two positions are absolutely irreconcilable, but then that's the work of diplomats. And I'd be amazed if these talks do collapse this month on that issue. There's been so much weight put in it by the Obama administration. Either whichever side walks away from them or is seen to sabotage them would just ruin their relationship with the United States. So that probably won't happen. Whether they'll start to make real progress and really start getting anywhere, who knows? I'm just seeing now a big cavalcade of cars leaving. That looks like Mahmoud Abbas's limousine, Mercedes, going in front of us. I think they're probably all heading off now for a prearranged lunch with President Mubarak of Egypt.
All right, John, quickly before we go,
has completed.
Do they look like they know where they're going? Yeah. John Lyne, BBC Middle East correspondent,
police in front of them
in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, talking about the second round of peace talks between Mahmoud Abbas and Benjamin Netanyahu.